producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is true, 855-993-7569. And Sally, bless your little pea-picking heart, called just before the break, which is a good way to get on the air very first, which she will be. And obviously she was okay about hanging on for me. So, Sally, tell me what's on your mind and let's see what I can do to help you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you. I think my birthday celebration has finally stopped over the weekend. People kept bumping into me and blaring, so I decided that was the end of my birthday celebration. But I did get 3 good weeks out of it, so hard to complain. Almost 4.
Well, it's because you don't live in the South anymore. We would not glare at you. We would say, excuse me, every time.
Well, yeah, and I do, but my sometimes my, oh, excuse me, has a certain tinge of sarcasm to it, like, I'm really nice and you're really not. And I know as Southerners, y'all never have any tinge of sarcasm. Never, ever.
Never,
okay.
Never.
Never, ever. All right, my sweet Southern Belle, how am I going to help you?
Well, I'm going to talk about the opposite of niceness. I have a lot of anger towards my sister-in-law, and I need to get over it, because it's my problem. And
okay,
I realize that.
Fair enough. How long has she been your sister-in-law?
She married my brother in 1986.
All right, so 86 would be 30 years minus 2, so it's 28 years.
Yeah, 28 years, yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, I love her. But she just...
Right, give me a couple of things that she's done recently. Have you ever liked her?
Oh, yeah.
When did you stop liking her? When did she start making you angry?
Well, it's frustrating because as her boys grew up, as their boys grew up, you know, they always saw her family. They moved across the street from her sister and down the street from her parents. And my parents were ignored, and then my dad died, and my mom moved near me. I've actually called you before about my mom. She's the one.
Wait a minute. I asked you a specific question, and you're giving me an answer that I'm not even sure relates.
Of it.
Well, but
she doesn't care.
No, wait.
She could care less
about Sally, stop. Was there ever a time, when do you think you started becoming angry with her? I mean, look, in any relationship, there are ups and downs, and people that we really love do things that make us unhappy, and we sort of negotiate it and move on. But it sounds, so is this a new phenomenon or an old phenomenon?
Yeah. Fairly old.
Okay, so when do you think it began?
Well, I know she had some issues with my mom when they were first married,
why would that concern you?
Well, because eventually it was against me too. I mean, the entire family, as far as she pays no attention to us. You know, not
were you guys, all right,
least.
I'll tell you what. Let me ask you one question, then let's try and bring it more up to date. Were you guys welcoming to her when she was dating your brother?
Yes.
Okay, so it started off positive.
Right.
And so how long did the honeymoon last?
As far as my mom was concerned?
No, just you and her.
Well,
let's keep your mom out of it temporarily. Just you and your sister-in-law.
Probably about 13 years ago, I had my first child. And I, once a month, would go there to their house and stay overnight, just one night a month, you know, to be with all of them. And she told my brother that I was not welcome there.
Why?
Anymore. I don't know.
Did you ever ask her?
No, because she denies that she said that.
Well, I mean, look, it may have been... All right, I'll tell you what. Look, first of all, the he said, she said, as you know, in a marriage, you kind of complain to somebody, right? And you say, oh, you know, I can't believe she doesn't keep her kid quieter. Or, you know, she picks up that kid when the kid burps as opposed to just letting... I mean, differences in child rearing can certainly create some problems. But that was 13 years ago. What's going on today that you think... What's the latest thing that she's done that made you unhappy with her?
For the kids. Or, I mean, you know, I don't even care about myself. It bothers me that she lives an hour and a half from us, and she's seen my mom once since Christmas.
Sally, you have to stay out of that. That's between your mother and your sister-in-law. That you can't,
well, I
you
mean,
can't do that.
She's seen me once since Christmas too.
That you can complain about, but you, her relationship with your mom, that's between her, your mom and your sister-in-law. You can't get in the middle of that. Because you have no power, and you know, all you're going to do is have everybody angry with you. You can't wrap yourself in your mother's motherhood. What's your complaint with her?
Well, I mean, you know, I guess because she doesn't pay attention to any of us. Everything's all about her family.
Well,
a lot of women are that way.
Sally, that's not how we're going to handle this. What is it? All right, if you had a magic wand, what would you have your sister-in-law do in the next month with respect to you that would make you happy?
Come here to see us.
Have you invited her?
Yes.
When's the last time you invited her?
To the birthday party. That was yesterday.
Whose birthday was it?
My youngest daughter's 9th birthday.
Okay. So do you go to her kids' birthday parties?
Well, they're adults now, and they don't have birthday parties, but okay. I take her kids out to dinner whenever I can.
Okay, well, but it's a significantly different event to take an adult out for dinner than to go to a 9-year-old's birthday party that's an hour and a half away. Wouldn't you agree? Yeah, you have to agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what if... I mean, look, if she's got growing kids, she may have less of a tolerance for 9-year-olds, right? I mean, you had 13 years where I don't know how you felt about her kids, but, I mean, some people really like kids and some people really don't. And some people really, really like their own kids but are not crazy about other people's kids. And that's sort of not one of those non-negotiable kind of things. I don't think it says in anybody's contract, you have to like my kids. What if you and your husband called up your sister-in-law and your brother and said, look, I realize a 9-year-old's birthday party isn't much fun, but we were thinking, we hadn't seen you guys for a while, before the holiday madness starts, how about if we meet you halfway, our treat, let's go for dinner, what night in the next 2 weeks would be good for you guys? What would happen?
She wouldn't agree to it.
Why not?
She would say she's too busy, she has to work.
Okay,
or if she agreed to it, she would back out at the last minute, and it would just be my brother.
Well, how do you know if you haven't? When's the last time you tried something like that?
Well, I mean, you know, there are other instances.
Sally,
like when we were
Sally,
at her house, she
Sally,
went upstairs and watched the movie.
Sally, you're not hearing what I'm saying. You called me up saying I'm angry with my sister-in-law. I don't want to feel this way anymore. I'm saying, okay,
yeah,
well, let's have you behave differently. And you're saying, no, I'm not going to because she's going to behave the same way. That's not, and that means you're stuck. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. And what I want you to think about is what you're willing to do, because there's no sense. And it may take a while. I mean, if you're talking about 13 years of sort of frustration with one another. And it does sound to me, I would probably agree with you that the problem started 13 years ago when you spent a day, a month with, I assume you took your kid with you.
Yes.
Yes. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, you've heard me before.
She was not bothering her. In fact, she thought she was adorable because she loves little babies.
That's not the same. I mean, look, I love little babies, too. And I told the story last week of one of my best friends from college who came to visit when my kid was small, and she has sons either 6 months on either side of my kid. My kid bit her kid, or her kid bit my kid, and her response was, if you do that again, I'm going to throw you to the sharks. And my respect for her, I mean, I still love her as a person, but as a parent went, man, that's crazy. Let me put you on hold. You come up with what you're willing to offer her, all right, to change this relationship. Not change her behavior, change your behavior. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio. We should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, Sally Madeer, you hear that this ain't going to change, so you change it. And it may take some time. And you don't necessarily, I mean, look, traditionally in psychology, to be able to solve a problem, you have to figure out what specifically it is. you know, what the genesis was. But let me tell you, even as a therapist, there are times where you can't, it's not going to be obvious. It's not even going to be discernible that it's somehow hidden in the mists of time. And the question is, how much time and energy do you want to spend trying to excavate it? And the answer at some point is probably you do the best you can. And then you figure out, okay, if we can't go back in any kind of meaningful way, how do we go forward? And I think that's where we are with you. If whatever it was that touched this off, whether you didn't praise her casserole enough or she overheard you bad-mouthing to somebody, or who knows, and to a certain extent, who cares? So what we're really trying to do at this moment is say, all right, moving forward, how do we do this? And I'm saying that if you really, because it sounds to me that you'd really like her in your life, that you really like her and would miss her company. And I think that probably hasn't come through to her. So, and one of the ways of having it come through is to say, look, I realize that there's a part of me that was really, you know, really wanted you at the 9-year-old's birthday party, but it occurs to me, since your kids are, you know, grown, that maybe coming and dealing with a room full of over-sugared, you know, hyper 9-year-olds doesn't really appeal to you even for chocolate cake. So how about if I bought you and George some, you know, we'll all go and have chocolate cake and champagne or something next week. And she may say, gee, we're too busy, and say, look, kiddo, I know that things have been a little rocky between the two of us, but I'd really like us to go forward together. And you can use the excuse of Ebola, you can use the excuse of a new year, you can use the excuse of whatever you want. But, you know, that there are people in my life that I'd really like to have a better relationship with, and you're the top of the list. So what are you willing to offer her?
Actually tried that a couple weeks ago. I talked to her on the phone, and
what'd you say?
You know, I said that, you know, I miss seeing you, and, you know, I would like to be able to see you more often. And
what'd she say?
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, you know, she's always.
All right, wait. Hey. Okay, so you said you're really important to me. I'd like to see you more, and she said that sounds good. Then what happened?
Well, you know, I hope to see you at the party and at Thanksgiving. And
well, but those are events that are easy for you and maybe difficult for her. I was talking about something very different, which is
okay.
saying to her.
Well, then maybe I'll go there.
Well, I mean, look.
I've tried that. I've tried to go within 30 minutes of there, and it's usually, sorry, can't make it.
Sally.
I have an uncle who lives near there. Yes.
The more you make her, look, I'd like to see you when it's convenient for me, Sally, the less likely this is to happen. The more that you make it, look, I'd like to make a special effort to come and see you when and where works for you, increases the possibility. What you're making her feel when you say, gee, I'd really like to see you, come to the birthday party. That's schlep an hour and a half to be around 9-year-olds. You know, I got to tell you, when I get invited to stuff, schlepping an hour and a half to spend time with somebody else's 9-year-old is not very compelling to me. And I like most people's kids.
It's just an extended family thing. It's just
Sally, listen. You and I are about done because you called up with a specific request for me. I want to make this better. I've just spent the last 15 minutes giving you all sorts of ideas, and all you've done with every idea is batted it down. Explain to me why it wouldn't work, why she was not responsive, why you've already tried it, why it's, you know. And you want her to change her behavior. You got to change your behavior. You got a chip on your shoulder. You want her to come to you. And I'm saying it's not workable. I'm not saying that you're a bad person or she's a bad person. I'm saying that's what I do for a living. I say to people, what's the likelihood of this occurring, knowing what I know and knowing what all of us know about human behavior? And I'm saying, in your case, zero and none. You're saying to her, I want things to be better, so you come to me. It's not going to happen. So if you were being sincere in your request to me, I want this to be better, then I'm saying you have to change two things. You have to change your attitude, and you have to change your behavior. If you're not willing to change either, it's all right. But nothing's going to change unless there's a miracle on her side. And I am not in the business of assuming miracles are going to happen. I'm in the business of helping people to be very specific about what their goals are and how best to achieve them. That's all I do. It's no magic, no miracles, no divine intervention. So you have to figure out what you really want here. And if you really want her to change her behavior, then I suggest prayer and sacrifice of flowers or something, you know, buy a lottery ticket. If you want to change her behavior and you want to do something that you think has some possibility of actually working and that's under your control without divine intervention, then I'd suggest you make it obvious to her that you care about her, that you're willing to inconvenience yourself to be around her, that this is a long-term commitment, not a one-shot deal, and that you're going to be absolutely cheerful and relentless about making her feel special in your life. Choose. But don't continue to argue with me because it's kind of a waste of both of our times.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to deal with my own because, you know, I've
But Sally, that's exactly...
Again.
Sally, you're
I'll
doing it again.
Again.
Sally, yeah. Listen, honey, I'm not trying to beat up on you. I'm saying you called me with a very specific request. I dealt with that very specific request. You've batted down everything that I've suggested, and you're still doing it. Which is your right. I mean, look, it's your life. You can do whatever you want. But don't kid yourself that that's not what you're doing, because that's exactly what you're doing. And you're entitled to do it. But being the victim here is not going to buy you anything. And that's what you're doing. You're saying, it's her fault. I'm a good person. I've done all this. I've done everything wonderful. And can you make the anger go away? And I'm saying, it's not how it works. If I could, I might. I'm not sure I would, because there is a morality in the universe. But if I could, maybe I would. But I can't. All I can do is help you look at your behavior and do something differently. And that's where you are at this moment. You can get the podcast in about a half hour. You can listen to it. And you don't have to do that either. But if you really want to change the situation, understand the best shot you've got is to change your behavior. The rest is all conjecture and hoping and miracles and intervention. And, man, that's tough stuff. Or at least it's tough for me. That's not my area of expertise.
Okay. Alrighty. I guess I also wanted her to see my mom. I mean,
that's Sally. We already agreed. Sally, we agreed 20 minutes ago. That's going to have to be between your sister-in-law and your mom. It has nothing to do with you.
Well, I'm trying to teach my girls not to treat their in-laws that way.
Well, then don't treat your in-laws that way, because that's what you're doing, Sugar Plum.
No, I'm trying though. I really
there's,
am.
Sally, there's no trying. You go listen to this podcast. Because I don't think you hear yourself. You go listen, and you hear that every time I say, well, what if you did this? No, I'm not going to do that. She's not going to do that. She's always done this. I've tried that. Not going to happen.
I'll try.
Don't try. There's doing and not doing. But listen to the podcast, and listen to it by yourself. Don't have to listen to it with anybody else, because I want
you to
be able to absorb it.
I don't want anybody to know about this.
All right. It'll be our secret. Lamine, you'll be next. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason,
from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Lameen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Howdy, hi, Dr. Joy Brown. How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you, Lameen?
Thank you. I'm doing okay. I've been listening to you since 2011.
Yay!
And to today, 2014, I never miss your show. You help a lot of people, Dr. Joy.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's nice to hear after Sally. I'm not sure she's real happy with me.
Yeah, I enjoy your show. You help a lot of people, parents, you know, the relationship. We cannot thank you enough. That's why today I say I will call her. And you know, let you know how many you know people been listening to you, and you help a lot of people.
Well, I really appreciate that, Lameen. Thank you very much. Where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Yay, CKLW.
Yeah.
CKLW.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys are one of my best stations, and that you've been with me a long time. You're really you're incredibly loyal. Lots of you call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your help. I say just call you and I'll let you know how much we appreciate you.
Well, Lamine, I really appreciate it greatly. You're my hero today.
Yeah, we can say that you are Dr. Joy Brown, but a doctor who have wisdom. You have wisdom. You help people. How we appreciate how you talk to people and then fix their problems. I know if anybody listen to you, their problem should be fixed.
Well, thank you. Could you call Sally and tell her that, please?
Yeah, sure.
Lamine, thanks. I really appreciate it. Have a really good day, sir.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Well, that's a kind thing to do, isn't it? Just calling up to say
awesome.
Thanks.
That's awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I am. Could you
good,
put
huh?
him in touch with, could we conference him with Sally?
Yeah, right, exactly. Put him,
yeah.
put him, match
you know,
him
it's together. Kind of like the universe does that, though, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. Answers that, yeah, right.
On a day when you're thinking, geez, Louise, I'm just not getting through, and then somebody calls up and says, well, yeah, you do, but so that's good. But it doesn't, it's the joke that, I think it was actually Joan Rivers and I were talking a bunch of years ago and said, if you get 100 emails suggesting that you're, if you get 100 emails and 99 suggest that you're the best thing ever and one says you're a creep, the only one you ever take to heart is the one that says you're a creep.
Exactly. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, it's amazing that we do that. And we do it to ourselves.
Yeah.
But
yep.
Nevertheless, it's absolutely true. I was actually on a train once with a woman who wrote this book, which I always thought was a brilliant title. I didn't like the book too much, to be quite honest, but I always thought it was a brilliant title, which is called The Imposter Phenomenon. And the idea was that we grow up in a society that basically encourages all of us to pretend to be, smart and to basically pretend even we don't know the answer. In fact, I actually did an interview when I first started in broadcasting and did really a different kind of program because I didn't know. I didn't know how to do it. There was nobody else who was doing it who could teach me how to do it. So I would interview authors, which was kind of fun but kind of not, because the fact that somebody can write a book doesn't necessarily mean they can talk about whatever the subject was, number one. And number two, that their whole goal of being there was not to tell the listener very much so they would buy the book. And of course my whole point about having them on the air with me is to give the listener the information. So it was sometimes a tug of war. So I sort of learned very quickly that I had to sort of branch out from that a little bit. And so what I did was, there was an article, Frank Sargent had run for governor against Michael Dukakis and had lost. And he wrote this editorial for the Boston Globe that said, or maybe he had lost and Dukakis had lost as well or something. I think that because the name of the article was something like From One Loser to Another. Yeah. And I thought that was such an incredibly cool thing that Frank Sargent was this kind of old Yankee, very dignified, very smart, very sophisticated kind of guy. And he'd lost the election, but instead of sort of turning tail and running or making excuses or saying his crew would let him down, he basically said, look, there are losses that happen in life, and I think he hadn't lost that election. I think he had lost previously, and maybe he'd lost to Dukakis, and I think Dukakis lost the presidential nomination. I think that's what it was. But the article was From One Loser to Another. And I actually called him up and got him on the program because I thought it was such a cool thing for this very sophisticated, very public figure to say, listen, you're not a loser because you lose a race. The only way to really be a loser is to never enter the race. But we do live in a society that really doesn't reward negative information. That if you run a study and you don't get the results you want, you either fudge the results or don't publish it.
Yeah.
And I think
that's
a mistake. And that's what he was doing. He was saying everybody loses sooner or later, that somebody was better qualified or ran a better campaign or that voters wanted somebody different or all the kinds of reasons. But that doesn't mean you're a loser. It just means that you lost the election. And I was so impressed and so touched by that. But I think the imposter phenomenon, I think, is a real phenomenon that You never admit, you know, never let them see you sweat. Well, you know, look, sweating is part of what how we accomplish things. And we're misleading people. We're misleading other people. We mislead ourselves. We mislead our children by sort of never admitting to negative thoughts or failures or challenges or anything else. In fact, we you know, it's even hard to use those words because they've been kind of drummed out of our vocabulary. Yeah. But I think it's really important to understand that nobody has a straight trajectory, that there are bumps on everybody's roads, and it's just some people are better admitting it. Some people take it to an extreme and become victims, which is the other part. But you know, I just thought it was such an interesting title and interesting way of looking at our society is we reward success to such a degree, and that I'm not sure that we really learn a whole lot from success except maybe how to be happy. And except I'm not even sure that that's true.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, you're going to learn a lot more from your upsets than you are from your strengths. So
what's your position on, you know, I've heard the argument from a lot of people many times about kids with, especially with sports nowadays in school and how everybody has to be a winner. And you know,
see, I think kids know it's bogus.
I do too. I agree. I think whether we do it or not, I think the kids can
know
that.
Yeah, kids know. And I have two examples. My uncle, who was obviously a generation older than I was, and when he was a kid, was called the best sneezer in first grade. Well, if you don't, I mean, so that was like 100,000 years ago. And so even then, there was the notion that we reward sort of behavior that doesn't really, you know, warrant reward. And it was sort of the family joke. And, you know, kids of, you know, whether you were in the Beavers or the Cubs or the Wolverines, kids knew which was which. So the idea that we're somehow protecting kids, I don't think we have to make kids winners and losers.
Yeah.
And I think what we can do, which is probably the intent, it's just not very well acted out, which is to show that everybody knows, everybody can do something well. Everybody.
Sure.
And whether it's baking a pie or doing a math equation or running a 100-yard dash or telling a great joke.
Yeah.
And I think that the school system and parents' job is not to make everybody equal, because we're not.
There you go.
But to make sure that everybody knows what their strength is. So on the days where you're trying to attempt something that's really difficult, you can go to that place that says, okay, I can try and do a triple somersault because I can tell a great joke. And if I fall flat on my face doing the triple somersault, for whatever reason I'm going to try it, I can always tell somebody a joke.
Mm-hmm.
That we all need something that we can say, okay, I can do this. But that it doesn't have to be the same thing, and that we don't give people credit for doing stupid because kids know what stupid is.
Yeah,
so it doesn't achieve the goal that it really was intended to achieve. So
I think, unfortunately, a lot of times people don't give kids enough credit for their intelligence either. I noticed that in a lot of different aspects of life. And you like to hope that the educators and that sort of thing realize that kids catch on to this stuff, but they don't always realize that, I don't think, you know?
Well, the problem about education, I mean, look, we're the country that educates the most people of anybody.
Yeah.
And I think that is a very valuable and important thing to do. But it also means that we're going to have less tolerance for ambiguity. I mean, for kids that don't fall in. Because we're not tutoring. We're not giving one-on-one. We're taking 25 or 35 kids and saying, okay, you know, catch this the best you can. And sometimes they can, sometimes they can't. So, you know, I think it's not, part of it is parenting. I think part of it is we just, and so there's some parents who compare their kids, which isn't a very good idea. What we need to do is help our kids understand what makes them special. And not special in what makes them unique, what their skill level is. And I think that can come as much from the home as from school, because school is really a limited perspective. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. David, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well today. How are you?
Good, thanks.
How am
I
to help?
I have a dilemma, and I kind of at the end of my rope and not really sure how to turn. So anyway, I've been married about 27, 28 years. I got to stop in Canada. And my wife has had three or four affairs over that period. First one was about 3 years into our marriage. The last one was about 4 years ago. And each time we kind of work it out, we've gotten some help. Her basic premise is, and what she will say to me, as long as I'm happy and as long as you make me feel loved, then, you know, that won't happen. And
wow. That puts, so she has affairs and it's your fault.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I was wondering, if that's the way.
Why have we bought into this?
Why have we bought into it?
Yeah.
Because it's easier to, honestly, it's easier to go along and not cause waves. We have kids. And
how old are your kids? You know,
my youngest is 14, and my oldest is 26.
How many kids are there? So after the 14-year-old?
There's 14, 16, 19, 24, and 24 and 26.
What's the question to me?
I don't know. the problem is, if it seems like if I bring up anything that she just doesn't want to hear, if I don't like the way.
Well, that's not a question.
I don't know what my question. I just feel like I'm at the end of my rope.
Well, I mean, you set it up so that basically her affairs are your fault. That if you're not doing exactly what she wants, and does she tell you ahead of time that she's going to have the affair, or she just has the affair and then you find out about it?
No, you can kind of, you know, kind of the cycle goes, you know, we'll try and talk about something, and I just kind of get fed up, and so I just probably pull away. Well, not probably, I do, just emotionally kind of disconnect. And, you know, it's really funny, she can be very, very loving and syrupy.
No, this isn't about her, this is about you.
I know it.
I mean, look, you set it up so that as long that, by definition, she can have an affair if she's not happy with who you are, what you're doing. And
where do I go from here? What do I do?
Well, I think you need to say to her, I mean, obviously there's a part of her that wants to stay married, hence her nonsense.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you've written welcome on your forehead, and then you're surprised that she steps on your face. Well, you've written welcome on your forehead. So I think you have to decide that, look, if the next affair is the last affair, that that this is not a way for our five children to think a marriage works. This is not doesn't make me happy. That even when you're with me, I'm wondering if you're pretending to be happy with me, or you're just having an affair with somebody else, or I don't want to do this anymore. That either we need to work together on this marriage, with the idea being that you talk with me when there are problems, that you don't have affairs with other people, that we either commit to this relationship and it's a monogamous relationship, or not. But I mean, I think you're going to have to be willing to put the line in the sand, because you're the one who said, well, there is no sand and there is no line.
Right. Well, she's very willing to talk about things as long as...
Well, but the issue is that she can no longer use sex with other men as a pressure valve, as a way of saying, well, all right, if you're not making me happy, I'll find someone who will. Unless you're willing to do it, which it sounds like, I mean, you have to decide that's no longer acceptable.
No, it's not to me. No. I mean, the reason I stayed together is because a family, my kids.
Oh, piffle. You know, you're kidding yourself. The reason you're staying together is because it's easier. It's not happy. But, I mean, your kids, I mean, you're younger, you're 14-year-old, 16-year-old. If you think they don't know what's going on, you're kidding yourself. The older kids, you've got basically three kids are out of the house. You've got two kids that are...
Right.
Some of these kids, are all these kids from this marriage or not?
Yes, yes.
Was she pregnant when you got married?
No, our oldest is 26. We've been married 28. That's how I figured 28 years.
All right. Because, I mean, this isn't about the kids. This is about you deciding. Have you had affairs during this time?
No.
No. I mean, look.
No.
David, you're not the first person, you're not even the first man who stayed in a relationship with someone that you know was cheating. Certainly the model is much more that women stay with men who cheat, and the reason they tend to do that is economics. So, I mean, if you want to stay in a marriage with a woman who cheats, you know, Listen, stand a marriage with a woman who cheats. If you don't, then you have to look to her, your behavior, not hers. Because you said for 25 years, it's okay. You can have an affair. It's my fault. I'll try and be a better husband. It's not only that she's allowed to have sex with other men without any consequence whatsoever, but in fact there is a consequence that you'll behave better, that she can yank the reins, and all she has to do is have an affair, you find out about it, and then you'll be better for a while. And then when you get tired of doing that, then she can have another affair, then you can make sure you find out about it, then she can haul you in again, which means not only have you taught her that it's okay to have affairs, you've taught her it's positive to have affairs, that she'll get much more from you than she was getting before if she not only has an affair, which means she's allowed to have extramarital sex, but, and make sure you find out about it, because then you'll behave better. And I don't know what behave better means in your particular context, but obviously that's what happens. So if you don't want that model to go on anymore, then you have to change your behavior.
Okay.
Or decide that, look, it's worked for 28 years.
No, it hasn't. No,
well, I don't think it has either. I don't think, to a certain extent, it probably hasn't worked for either of you, but it certainly worked better for her than for you, in that she's the one who controls the relationship.
Yeah. Well,
and it's not even about control. It's if you want to stay in this kind of role, then stay in this kind of role. If you don't, then the behavior that has to change is yours, not hers, which is to say, I don't want to play anymore. That, you know, that, and I don't know whether that means when you have the next affair, or if you have the next affair, I mean, you have to figure out what you want. But it doesn't do any good because you probably said to her, she's probably said to you, this is, well, she doesn't, though. She doesn't even, I mean, and I don't know if we give her credit for integrity or we sort of are astonished that she is that mean. She doesn't even say, I'm not going to do this again. She says, it's all dependent on you. It's your fault. If I have an affair, it's your fault. And that's pretty gutsy. But
almost verbatim what she said.
Well, but look who swallowed it.
I know it. I know it. It's sick. I know.
It's not sick. It's just it's your own form of manipulation as well. You get to be the martyr. She gets to be the bad guy. You get to be the martyr. But I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold, and because you'll have some time over the break, because there may be a different question here that you really want to ask me. All right. So let me put you on hold. All right. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.